Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. I'm your host, Eric, and this is Saturday, April 28th, 2018, recording this week's show. We'll start off by just taking a look at what happened in the markets this past week. So it looks like the Dow was relatively, well, let's see, the Dow was down 151 points. It started the week at 24,462 and finished at 24,311. So it's down 151 points, actually 151.75 for those of you who care to be precise. As well, the S&P actually finished the week relatively unchanged, closing less than a point down. It was, I think it was 0.23 to be exact. So we're gonna do the show a little different this week. I really want to focus on trades rather than a little bit of a market banner, if you will. So one of the things I wanted to make note of, and I'll make note of each week, it's just earnings. Earnings can present some great opportunities to make money or great opportunities for mispricings and short-term opportunities in the market. So this week's earnings, just a handful of them that I'm going to mention. There are quite a few, several places to look at earnings each week. So on the website, I will post a few different options so that you can follow along. But some of the ones I'll be watching this week, on Monday, we have Whiting Petroleum. We have Transocean Group, Papa John's. I like Papa John's symbol for their stock. It's pizza, P-Z-Z-A, which cracks me up. On Tuesday, we'll hear from Anadarko, Apple. We'll hear from Carlyle Group and Pfizer. On Wednesday, we have Hyatt and Bunge. On Thursday, we'll hear from Xerox and a whole slew of other companies. On Friday, I'll be watching Alibaba and then one of my local utilities, CenterPoint. So let's dive into the trades from last week. We started off speaking about a covered call for General Electric, GE. Their stock was trading at $14.54. So assuming we buy stock, we would sell the May 15 call and collect 29 cents. Now, what ended up happening this week is that the stock actually increased 16 cents, which is great. It finished the week at $14.70. Unfortunately, that call that you sold is also up 16 cents. So with the stock being up 16 cents and then the call that we sold being up 16 cents, we actually didn't make any money on this trade for the week. However, we are still higher than our break-even point, which is $14.25. Therefore, this trade is still making you money. Remember, when you sell that option, you collect money right off the bat. And right now, we're just going to keep on watching. That option is not in the money yet. It's 30 cents away from being in the money. So just hang tight and see what happens. As long as we stay above $14.25, we will have a positive gain in either the option or the stock. So all in, as long as it's higher than 1425, sit on your hands, stay involved, stay in the trade. Our next trade was a credit spread on an ETF, the gold ETF, GLD. It was trading $126.59. We sold the at-the-money put spread, the May 126 half, 125 half put spread for 34 cents. Now, this trade did not work as well for us. Stock currently is sitting right at our long strike, which is $125.50. This means we took the full loss on this trade. So our full loss on this trade, we collected 34 cents when we put this trade on, which means that our maximum loss on the value of this $1 wide spread is 66 cents. Right now, the spread is sitting at 64 cents right now. The beauty of this, I wouldn't freak out at all. The beauty of options is that it gives you more options. So even though we've lost that 66 cents, there are a few options that we can do. We can buy in the spread and take a 30 cent loss per share, right? We sold it for 34, right now it's trading for 64 cents. We don't have to let that spread fully mature into the $1 that it's going to end up being worth in 3 weeks. The other thing that we can do is once we buy that spread in, we can actually look at selling another, we can roll the strikes, which means we're going to sell a further out of the money put spread. So right now, the 125, 124 put spread is out there for 34 cents. So this is the way it works. We sold a spread for 34 cents. Right now it's worth 64 cents. We would buy that in, which gives us a 30 cents loss, right? 30 cents loss. And then we would turn around and sell the 125, 124 cents, 125, 124 put spread for 34 cents. That wipes out our 30 cent loss once again. And now we have rolled our risk down, right? Rolled our actual risk down lower. The other thing that I like to do is go ahead and turn these into iron condors, which means that I would turn around and sell a call spread against this stock. So sell the call spread, if you collect 30 cents on the call spread and you roll this spread option down, then you really put yourself in a position to turn what is right now a 30 cent loss and could max out at a 60 cents loss, 66 cents loss. You turn this into an opportunity where you scratch your 30 cent loss by selling another put spread lower, and you create an additional gain, right? An additional gain because you're going to sell that call spread. And the beauty of it is when you're selling an iron condor, the stock can't finish both higher and lower. So one side of that option is definitely going to make you money. And by rolling or by buying in our spread now and selling a lower put spread, we actually will be able to wipe out the loss that we've accrued. So I'm trying to keep this pretty simple. There are obviously ways to make this far more complicated, and hopefully I didn't confuse any of you guys in my explanation, but I will be making videos likely at the end of the month to just walk through all of the trades and all of the additional options that we have. I never really look to assume or take a full loss on a trade. I always look at what else can I do. And if I lost money because I put on a spread that loses money when the stock goes down, and the stock goes down so I lost money, then I know I can sell spreads that would also benefit I could sell the other side. So if I own stock, if I owned a call spread, I could sell a put spread. If I sold the put spread, I can also sell a call spread. So I'll walk through that in future weeks just to make it a little easier. I fear that I may have just confused some of you, but that's okay for now. Our final spread was a debit spread on Enterprise Products, symbol EPD. The stock was trading $26.59, and we looked to buy the 25 half, 26 half call spread for 35 cents, hoping to gain the full dollar on the spread. So hoping that the spread matures and we capture the additional 65 cents of value. So stock right now, the break even was $25.85. And the beautiful thing on this is that we bought a spread for 35 cents. And right now that spread is worth 50 cents in the market. So we made 15 cents on this spread, which is, if you wanted to go ahead and sell the spread off, you would capture essentially what was a 42% increase on your money or on your spread value in 1 week. That's pretty good by my books. So, or you can stay in the trade, and I likely will stay in the trade and let this thing fully mature so that I capture the full $1. If you remember, our initial goal for this was a 185% gain, a gain of that 65 cents. That's still in the spread value. But, the spread's working out. If you want to take money off the table, that's always an option. I'm going to ride this thing a little further. So let's get into the trade ideas for this week. And I'll kind of keep the same order. We'll start with the covered call, then discuss a credit spread that I see in the market, and then we'll talk about a debit spread as well. This week, the covered call that I'm looking at is on Whiting Petroleum, symbol WLL. Right now, the stock is trading $40.34. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the May 41 call. That call is trading for $1.98. So right off the bat, we'll receive almost $2 per share. So almost $200 in our account. But the beauty of it too is that also gives you close to a $2 cushion on the stock. So the stock would have to move down roughly 5%, almost 5%, before you take a loss on this trade. And Whiting Petroleum, like several of the other energy companies, this one in particular is an MLP, they've been holding fast and increasing steadily with the price of petroleum, crude oil. So there is a possible gain of $6, I'm sorry, possible gain of 6.54% on this trade if the stock does increase to $41 and then we're forced to deliver our shares. And like I said, as long as stock stays higher than $38.36, we actually make money on this trade. So it's a pretty good trade. It's a pretty good risk reward for those of you that like covered calls. And we'll follow up on the results next week. Our credit spread idea for the week is on Macy's. It's rare that I look at the retailers, especially one as sort of mature, if you will, in their business model as Macy's. Right now, Macy's stock is trading for $32.19. So given the prices of the options in the market, I'm looking at selling the May 31-30 put spread, which would benefit, obviously, if the stock goes higher. We're going to sell that 31-30 put spread for 31 cents. So our maximum gain right off the bat is the money we're collecting. That's the 31 cents per share that we receive in our account when we sell the spread. Our maximum loss is going to be 69 cents, which makes for a spread value, a combined spread value of $1. And given that we received this 31 cents right off the bat, our break-even point on this trade is going to be $30.69. And that's because we're collecting $31 and we don't start losing money on this put spread until stock is below $31 because we're selling an out of the money put spread, right? Stock right now is trading for $1.19 higher than than the strike that we're selling. So this is an out of the money put spread that we're selling. That gives us a pretty nice cushion, almost $1.50 cushion of stock price movement before we start to see any loss. So I like that. It gives us cushion. We don't have to worry about what's going to happen unless something big happens in this stock. So I like this spread again. Again, just to repeat, was the Macy's, which is symbol M as in Mary, Macy's May 31-30 put spread. I'm selling for 31 cents, which has a maximum loss of 69 cents and a break-even point of $30.69. Our final trade that we're looking at this week is a debit spread. It's on symbol VRX, Valeant Pharmaceuticals. The stock right now is trading $18.07. And I'm looking at the May 1650-1750 call spread. This is an in-the-money call spread. The price on this spread is 70 cents. And we know that it's going to mature to be $1. And actually, if you look at the underlying, given that the underlying is 57 cents higher than our upper strike on this call spread, you already know that right now, this spread, if stock stays still for the next 3 weeks, we capture the full dollar that this spread is worth. So we're gonna pay 70, we're hoping to gain 30 cents on this. So right off the bat, since we're buying this, our maximum loss is 70 cents, our maximum gain is 30 cents, and that means on a percentage basis that we have a possibility of collecting or earning 42%, roughly 43% on our money over the next 3 weeks. And some of the previous weeks, I've been able to find some really great debit spreads. Part of what makes up the value of any option is partly intrinsic value and partly time value. So the only reason this spread is not worth a dollar right now, given that stock is higher than both strikes, is because with 3 weeks left, there's still a possibility that the stock could go down. So that's the reason it's not worth that much. But thus far, the stock has been looking pretty steady and holding, and looks like it's going higher. And as long as it stays higher than $17.20, which is almost just about 80 cents lower, 90 cents lower than where we currently are, we will end up making money on the spread. So All in, I really like this spread as well, making 42 or 43% in 3 weeks on your money and on your risk capital is always a good thing as well. Last week, we obviously made that in just about 1 week with our debit spread from last week. But, you know, we'll see how this one goes. I'm assuming that as time passes and the stock stays higher, we'll probably see this spread be worth roughly 80 cents next week or 85 cents. So we should squeeze out a nice little gain unless stock turns against us. Either way, I'm going to be watching all week. So that's it for this week. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and speaking with you soon. We'll take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.